Our scripture reading for tonight comes from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths.
Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 happen to be one of the best known passages in the Old Testament. Undoubtedly, the scripture reading just done by Danny is one that a number of you memorized. Maybe you even have that inscribed in a Bible that you own. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. It's in a book all about holy horse sense. It's in a book all about wisdom. In a part of literature we call the wisdom literature. Stop and think about this. Wouldn't it be great if the person who penned this book, most people would say Solomon, at least much of it. Wouldn't it have been great had Solomon always done what he says in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6? Oh, the missteps that would have been avoided in his life. But come to think of it, even if we've committed that passage to our hearts and memories, we would have avoided some missteps ourselves had we always lived according to what it says. This is a series on Sunday nights called Small Package, Big Message. There's a number of reasons why I use this approach on Sunday evenings. Because as much as anybody, I love pew packers. And I appreciate the time that's invested in that. I also think that it's good to have a Lord's Supper meditation for those who were not present this morning to hear the meditation. And of course, we want to sing and praise God together. But sometimes Mike beats you up so much on Sunday morning that he has to lighten the load a little bit on Sunday evening. Now, we can pray that Adam will do that too on some Sunday nights. The change of pace type of sermon, but it can be a short passage that has a big message. I want to approach Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 in several different ways. As a matter of fact, three approaches to this short passage tonight. First of all, we need to focus on the most important key word, the most important repeated word. If you look at verses 5 and 6, one word is repeated four times. The word is your. Your heart. Your ways. Your path. And then if you're looking at verse 5, lean not on your own understanding. If we're really going to watch our heart, our ways, and our path, it's because we are all in to trusting God. And that we trust Him even more than we trust ourselves and our intellect and our abilities and our gifts. That's the first approach. And if we stopped there, there would be a lot to think about and to pray about. But let's don't stop there. Let's keep looking at Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. And if we focused on the most important word, it seems, because it's repeated four times, your, let's also focus on the structure. Let's focus on the structure of Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Because what the Bible says is inspired. How the Bible says what it says that's inspired is really important too. And sometimes this is a thing that people don't give any thought to at all. Notice that this passage, Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, begins with a positive action. A positive action. Trust. Then it is followed with a positive object. Trust in the Lord. Trust in a person. Trust in a relationship with this person. So you have a positive action and you've got a positive object, the Lord. And you'll notice in your copy of God's Word that the word Lord is in all caps. It's capitalized, every letter. This is the word Yahweh, the God of gods with whom we can have a relationship, a God who desires a relationship with us. Trust in the God who desires to have a relationship with us. So you've got a positive action, trust, and you have a positive object, God, to trust in the Lord, and then you have a positive degree or extent with all your heart. Not holding anything back. All in when it comes to trusting God. God knows best. Our God knows best because of who He is and what He's like. And then, catch this. There is a negative action. Lean not. And there is, secondly, lean not, a negative object. Lean not on your own understanding. See it? When you deal with wisdom literature, statements often parallel. It's another way of saying the same thing, or it's a way of saying the opposite of what was just said. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not upon your own understanding. Positive, negative, within the same verse, verse 5. Seems to me that passage is indicating that there's a time that we just might use a negative object or standard, our own understanding. Now keep looking at this. In all your ways, a positive degree or extent. Haven't we heard that a little earlier? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. In all your ways, now repetition in a slightly different way. In all your ways, a positive degree or extent. All of them. All in. Now there is a positive object. Acknowledge Him. Do you see it? Should, if you're looking at your Bible. And then it says, He will direct your ways, if you're reading from the translation our brother Danny was. If you're reading from the English Standard or some others, it says, He will make your paths straight. This passage concludes, verse 6 does, with a positive result. God will direct our paths. God will make our paths straight. When we're all in, we can rest assured of a safe destination being reached. That's the second approach. If I'm preaching this and not calling it short passage, big message as part of a series, I'm going to call it all in. All in, because this is a promise made to those who are all in when it comes to trusting God. Now that brings me to approach number three. I'm going to focus on five words in this passage because each of these words have a weight far greater than their actual length. Each of these words have a weight far greater than their actual length. The first word is the word trust. Trust. It comes from a Hebrew expression that literally means face down. And it carries with it the idea of not being self-sufficient, of not being too independent, of a complete and utter reliance on the Lord. That's what it means. It is a humble and reverent submission to the God that wants to have a relationship with us. Now you see it? That's what this word trust means. A humble, submissive, reverent relationship with the God called Yahweh. Trust. Second of five words. If you wholly are depending all your heart, you know, whatever makes you you, who you are and what you're like, you're all in. And giving that to the Lord, trusting Him, all your heart. One of the great tragedies in so many of our lives as Christians is we hold back part of our lives, as if God's not aware of it. Second word, lean. Lean. It's a word that we understand. A walker. A cane. A walker or a cane can help us with stability when we are less confident than we wish about being able to get around. Now, we may wish we could get around the way we could at some point, but a walker or a cane is something that is to help support us to keep us from hurting ourselves. Lean. Now, what's interesting is this. This passage says, lean not. There is a time that we understand that we have to wholly lean on the Lord. No one else and nothing else can do what the Lord can. That brings me to a third word. Understanding. Understanding. Lean not on your own understanding. The Bible is not saying, don't use your powers of intellect. Don't use your powers of reasoning. Don't use your mental and intellectual powers. The Bible is saying, don't lean on your mental and intellectual powers to the neglect of trusting in the Lord. You know, I think if we're all honest, there are sometimes we got a pretty good idea of what God wants, but sometimes we think we know better. We may not word it that way, but sometimes we do think that we know better at the time. And while we give, we express our confidence in the fact that the Father knows best, we still end up pursuing what we thought at the time, despite what the Bible might say, we thought that our circumstances were the exceptions. Lean not on your own understanding. Lean not on your own understanding. Lean not on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. God is not obligated to tell us why He says what He says, but Father knows best. The God who wants to have a relationship with us knows best. Obey His will. Trust Him. Even when you don't understand why. You know, I think of Abraham. And he spent his life like a pilgrim and a sojourner without a home, living in tents. It is because he trusted the one who has a better city in mind. He trusted the builder and maker as God. Sometimes we may miss out on something great because at the time we thought we knew better. That brings me to another term. Acknowledge. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. The word acknowledge means to know deeply, richly, and personally by experience. In all your ways, acknowledge that you know Him deeply, richly, and personally by experience. Isn't that a great thought? I know Him deeply and richly and personally by experience. In all my ways, I want to show that. And then the word direct or make straight. That's the fifth expression. Life is full of twists and turns, of missteps, dead ends, fast and furious times, times of slowing down. But what the wise man is saying through the Holy Spirit is, God is able to get us safely and securely home. He's able to get us safely and securely home, whatever the paths of life. He is able to get us safely and securely home when we trust Him in all of our ways and acknowledge Him. I hope that these three approaches have encouraged you to say, God, the God who wants to have a relationship with me, the Creator of heaven and earth, the Savior of all who would come to Him through Jesus. I'm all in. I'm all in. Every part of me, every ounce of me, every part of me. I want to trust in You with all my heart. And I want to use my mind and intellect and abilities, but I don't want them ever to get in the way of what You have said. I want them to help me to know what You have said. In all Your ways, I want to acknowledge You so I can get safely and securely where You want me to be. With You forever. With You forever. No wonder why that passage is so loved, huh? It has a big message in just a tiny amount of space. We're about to